Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, we welcome you. We got lots to talk about. I have not forgotten about the election results, and we've got a very busy hour coming up, and we'll open up, as a matter of fact, with Tim Sanders, as I wish you all a good morning. He's the former Yahoo Chief Solutions Officer and the author of four books, including the New York Times bestseller, Love is the Killer App. I love that title. He's a speaker, lectures widely, and I'm going to give you his website. It's timsanders.com/DS. The name of the book, I know having been published, the toughest thing is to come up with a great name. Love this. Deal Storming, The Secret Weapon That Can Solve Your Toughest Sales Challenges. And it is published in hardcover by Portfolio. Tim, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Stu.
Well, Deal Storming. The first reaction is, what is that, and how does it differentiate from the typical language to use in order to connote or interpret how deals are made, how problems are solved? What's the real meaning of deal storming?
So deal storming combines brainstorming's creativity with deal making's very linear process, where you move through those four levels of the sale from contact to contract. And the idea behind it is that when you get stuck in a deal, whether it's a new business, whether it's your account, whether you're fundraising, you've got to solve 100 problems to get to the finish line. And if you build a wide team of a couple of experts inside your company and a bunch of people that have a stake in the outcome, lead them on a process, 7 out of 10 times, you can close a well-qualified deal.
All right. Well spoken. So it's actually, as you say, it's a combination between deal-making and brainstorming.
That is correct.
Does the nature or the slant or the skew on this depend upon the situation, or is there a specific technique that's involved?
Well, I think the idea is either the account executive or the entrepreneur should run the show. And the skill that's involved is their ability to get everybody in the room to reveal what they know, share what they think, and be willing to talk outside of their job. Because I've done 100 of these deal storms, $2 billion of deal flow, and almost every time the best idea comes from somebody outside of the sales function who doesn't know what they don't know. And so the secret is to get them to speak up and then to collect those ideas and build them on each other and set the next best play.
I know this isn't a quantitative or an empirical science, so I'll ask you from a subjective standpoint based upon your own interpretations of results. How much success have you had with this?
So we, like I said, about 70, I think it's 73 times out of 106 times we've closed the business opportunity. We qualify it going in knowing that there's a good product prospect fit. But to answer your question, Stu, to think about it from a stock picking standpoint, MHI Global does a lot of research on what separates great companies from good companies when it comes to consistent revenue performance in up and down markets. and they studied the world-class organization that you might call it the Jim Collins Great Company. They sell 20% more than their nearest competitor, okay? And when they studied them for 5 years to figure out what they all have in common, the one thing they found is they have a habit in place of conscious collaboration across departments to win the big deals because it redefines their culture and it gets everybody involved early so they deliver on services better later. And when I look at public companies, I have something called the Sales Collaboration Index, where I take a look at how many joint sales they've made, because it's an indicator of the culture of that company, and they're going to be a lot stronger, especially when markets turn sour, because most of my deal storming works on the back of recession, like dot-com crash, like 2008, 2009.
Tim Sanders joining us. The book is Deal Storming, the Secret Weapon That Can Solve Your Toughest Sales Challenges. You've already answered one of the questions I was about to pose to you regarding the common thread here. Now, you did interviews to digest and analyze information here with over 200 sales leaders. Is there anything else that you found out that you think is relevant to talk to the listener or people who are involved or own corporations who make decisions that could impact them? I mean, 200 is a nice sampling.
It really is. So here you go. The first thing I would say is that we've got to rethink how we hire sales leaders and salespeople in the age of the complex sale. Because today's quality sale, especially for a B2B or a tech company, it's 100 problems solved. It's not a big idea like Glengarry, Glenn Ross, or Bewitched. So we've got to stop hiring the top producer. That has to be not the mentality. We need to look at that in combination with someone who's demonstrated the ability to build teams. And I don't just mean sales teams. I mean initiatives that are company-wide. Great sales leaders in the future, they know how to work with marketing and align resources. They know how to work with finance, legal, operations, engineering, and they make friends long before they have to. And I think we have to rethink as executives how we build our teams and what kind of culture we're trying to build at a company. When you read that a company's got silos, stay away from that stock. That company is going to be in trouble.
Are there any companies you can use, perhaps, as a specific example of those who have utilized your formula?
Absolutely. So in the staffing and hiring space, CareerBuilder, who competes with Monster.com and a few others, has done a very successful job expanding their business from just being a job board to being a software services company by using deal storming that not only included a bunch of people from a bunch of departments inside their company, but they were actually able to recruit their prospects to join their deal storm. Because, Stu, you know how this works. When you're trying to sell something to a company, you got champions inside that account, and they really want to change, and they really want your service. CareerBuilder figured out how to bring them into the mix. Other companies that I've seen do this really well would be Cox Media Group. You know them from Cox Enterprises, very strong radio and advertising sales team. ESPN's used this. I've seen SAP Cloud do a really good job doing it. And one neat thing is that SAP Cloud will invite people to their prestigious President's Club, you know, sales offsite that aren't in sales. They could be in finance. They can be in operations. They could be in analysis. And they're being brought in to recognize them for their contributions and collaboration over the year. Completely changes that culture. Other companies to tick off here, Oracle's very good at doing this. Facebook's been doing a very good job in the last 5 years of doing this. A lot of winners in a lot of spaces have figured out how to work across enemy lines.
In terms of the application of the small, medium, large-sized company, individual entrepreneurs, is there a certain segment that you'd either want to emphasize that it works for or exclude from not having it applicable?
Yeah, so if you have a complex sale. Let's say you've got a lot of decision makers, there's some technology involved, and there's a high degree of due diligence, you've got to use deal storming. It really doesn't matter if you're big or small, you're going to move through the cycle faster. However, if you're a small business, I've worked with small businesses, say like architectural firms, say, you know, that's not very big, you've got to learn how to build relationships with your, what I call, competitors. These might be other architectural and engineering firms that don't directly compete with you in your segment, and they become your collaborative partners. I've seen small businesses use deal storming, and through networking,
they can punch way above their weight. And it's absolutely a competitive advantage for them when they're just competing with a 4 to 6 person shop where just the salesperson is thinking in just the sales way and they're looking for the big idea, which doesn't exist in the world of complex sales.
Certainly not that I'm asking you to endorse any other books out there, but are there any that come to mind that are competitive with this?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think there's some that are very helpful. So the Challenger Sale by the Corporate Executive Board is a great read because it will help you understand how many decision makers you need to sell to and how far along the journey they are already. And they're doing their own research online and how you have to challenge their assumptions to convince them to change. Quickly, Jeb Blount wrote a book called Fanatical Prospecting. And it's really good about how to use this creative sales or innovative sales approach to get in the front door of really, really big, tough to penetrate companies. One final suggestion that I would make is there is a book called Collaboration by Morten Hansen, and it's a great book on how to get companies to become more collaborative. And when you're running meetings, how to move away from what he calls happy talk and really get people to bring the information in from the edges to improve the insights, if you will. Create perfect information for either the CEO or the account executive to pursue that strategic deal.
Tim, are you able to hang around for another segment? Because I need you to get specific about your 7-step deal storming system and how it's been effective. Are you able to do that?
Absolutely. Glad to do it, Stu.
All right. We're coming up on a break here. It'll be just a moment. I want to say we will return with Tim Sanders. The book is Deal Storming, The Secret Weapon That Can Solve Your Toughest Sales Challenges. The book is published in hardcover by Portfolio, Division of Penguin. And, again, Tim is the author of the New York Times bestseller of Love is the Killer App. So as we go to a break, I'm going to give you a quick question, come up with a quick answer. Whom is the perfect candidate for this book?
Control, do you like mortgages?
Negative. Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rating number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you want to work until you keel over, have less of everything in retirement, or give back more of your hard-earned money to the stock market again, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to protect the money you save, receive a steady, predictable retirement income, and enjoy financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. You can download a free report that reveals the wealth-building secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. You'll learn how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, safety and real prosperity without risking your money in the Wall Street casino, and how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. To learn more about this method and to get your free report, go to 39security.com. That's the number 39security.com. 39security.com. Go to 39security.com.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Biz Talk Radio. Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Jim Rogers. I'm an international investor. I just did Stu Taylor's show, and he has very good questions and has very good insight.
See if everything is in order here, and nothing goes 100% right in the field of technology and communications, but if you buy the book, good segue. If you buy the book Deal Storming, The Secret Weapon That Can Solve Your Toughest Sales Challenges by Tim Sanders, I think that would be a major step forward. Tim, are you with me now?
Not yet, Stu.
Okay. We're still waiting. We're experiencing technical difficulties here. My apologies as we try to hang in, and I will certainly keep you informed. While we're waiting for a connection from Tim, let me mention that joining us on Wednesday for another segment will be Dr. Niaz Ahmed Khan, who has the most amazing business model in order to save the world from recession. The name of the book is How to Reverse World Recession. It's an amazing story that that he is trying to get out, and I'm doing my best to assist him. Also joining us will be John Younger. The name of the book is Agile Talent. And, you know, as I move along here, Marty Lindstrom will be joining us on Thursday. The book is Small Data. And on Friday, William Seagraves will be here. The name of the book is Be Your Best Boss. And trying to arrange a couple of impact interviews here, but I don't want to give out the information until the arrangements have been finalized, so I'll just say stay tuned. Okay, I don't know where we are here. We're trying to get rejoined here with Tim Sanders, the author of Deal Storming, and I assume he isn't there or he'd respond. You're not with us, are you, Tim?
Not yet.
All right, still not with us. So let me segue a bit here to, first of all, let me say that I had another terrific speaking engagement in New York on Saturday, and I'm involved. I do these speaking engagements quite frequently. I've stepped up my number of speaking engagements, and if anyone out there is listening, you can go to StuTaylor.com. That's StuTaylor, StuTaylor.com. You just click on Video Archives, and you'll get a whole host, more than you can even have time to look at, of various topics that I cover, along with what's available in speaking engagements and testimonials. And I suggest you just spend a few minutes And if you like what you see, contact me at stu@stutaylor.com. That's stu@stutaylor.com. A wild weekend of politics. Happily, I think it's the end of the Bush era. I'd love to see the end of the Clinton era, the end of the Obama era, although there is talk that Michelle may be running for senator in Illinois. I mean, how can I even respond to that? I can't even find the words to describe the possibility of that. It just shows too much so. And very, very often, and you have to kind of beat the system here. So often it's whom you know. Well, I guess she's got some pretty good contacts, Michelle Obama. And Michelle and Barack conveniently missed the funeral of Scalia. He had other things to do, and the incredible, from my perspective, he's back on?
Yes.
Tim, you with us?
I'm with you.
All right. We have limited time. We had to chew it up otherwise, but I want you, as I look at the clock here, to perhaps give us a synopsis of the seven steps deal storming system that you have employed, and then maybe you could just say, you know, a sentence or two about each one.
Great. Over 15 years, these are the seven steps we've developed. One, qualify the opportunity. Collaboration has a high cost. It takes a lot of time to put together a big team. The bigger the opportunity, the bigger the team. Two, organize the team. The idea here is to recruit everyone who has a stake in the outcome and a few people that have expertise about the problem. Don't ask them to come to a meeting. That sounds awful. Ask them to join a cause, which means your deal has to have a goal bigger than making money, like beating the competition, becoming number one in your space. The third step, and this is the most important one, Stu, is to prepare your team before the first meeting. The success of deal storming comes down to a really smart deal brief. Two or three pages, helps you understand who's involved, what's been done, gives everybody a thinking assignment. It goes out at least 2 days before the first meeting. That changes everything because it creates the power of incubation. People walk into the room with ideas. The fourth step is to have meetings. The meetings need to be very tightly organized, and the most important ground rule of the meeting is that ideas can come from anywhere. The first 15 minutes, people should debate what the real problem is that's making this deal be stuck. The fifth stage is to execute, and that's where you take the idea that you come up with the team, you create some type of prototype, even if it's just a flow chart, and you execute the idea as quickly as possible, because in big deals, time is not on your side. The sixth step is to analyze progress. Did you level up to the next phase of the sale? Was the idea a bad idea? Did one of your second ideas look like a better winner? Figure that out and then redo the process. Number seven, you report. You want to tell everybody on the team exactly where the deal is, especially if they're not in sales. This keeps them engaged and motivated to play with you again. Final point here on reporting. If you find an innovation that just changes that deal, test it as quickly as possible against other deals in progress, and if it works, create a two-week deadline to make that the new script, the new sales process, the new way your company does deals. Because the idea here is the only reason to think outside of the box is to make it stronger, and that's why it's so important to close the loop.
Tim, what was the most difficult part of writing this book?
I think the most difficult part was helping the reader understand how to run a meeting, especially a meeting that's got marketing and operations and finance and those type of folks in there that don't operate in the same agenda. Because even though I wrote the book for the sales leader and the CEO, the guts of the book helps the account executive who's ambitious learn how to run a meeting across these fault lines so she can grow up and become a leader in her company too. Because, dude, this is trial by fire when you put together a deal storm to pursue a $500,000 or $5 million deal with people that don't normally operate in sales. If you live through it, you're going to move up every time.
Got about 45 seconds left, perhaps a concluding remark or two.
Yeah, here's the idea. Creativity and innovation are more important than ever to get deals done in this hyper-competitive world we live in. What I've learned through 15 years is that sales genius is a team sport, and real teams look out after each other. They share information even when it hurts, and most importantly, they share the success and the glory outside of the sales world when they win. And and a strong deal-making culture.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us, Jim Sanders. The book is Deal Storming, the Secret Weapon That Can Solve Your Toughest Sales Challenges. I'll move on to the other challenges this morning as we come back from a break. Thanks, Tim.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedes now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Governor Mike Huckabee. Whether you're in Beantown or the rest of America, I'm sure you know that if it's the Red Sox, it's Boston. But if it's business, it's Stu Taylor on business.
All right, we return with another capable author, completely different arena. Her name is Victoria James. The name of her book is House on a Swing. It's published by Author House. You can go to authorhouse.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, and or her website, which is houseonaswing.com. It's houseonaswing.com. And, Victoria, I welcome you to the show.
Thank you very much.
Tell us about the book and what it's about and why you wrote it.
I wrote the book because I wanted women, even men, children, whoever became a victim of their life circumstance, that they realize that they don't have to be a part of that, that they can always change their, they don't have to be a victim of circumstance, that if they try hard enough, they will be able to rise above it and change their destiny and not become a victim but a survivor.
Is this story, and again, you've written this book in a way that it sounds like an autobiography. Is it fictional or nonfiction?
It is a true story. It is based on a true story. And we just, you know, changed the names to protect people in the book. But it is a true story. It did happen. And it's something that people, when they read it, cannot believe that all of these things happen to one person, and then they survived, and they wrote a book.
Now, the overview of the book here and what this one person went through, I mean, to me, it's mind-boggling. It would break a lot of people. Without getting too graphic, can you talk about really what I'm referring to?
Well, what happened in just, you know, to make it, you know, plain facts is that, you know, when you were born into the world, you have to accept the parents that you have, and she was adopted. Then she was tortured, beaten, and abused by her adopted family. And then she left her adopted family, ran away from home, found her real mother. Her real mother sold her into sex slavery to a man that she knew. She got away from that. She ran away from that. And she just had to, she never had a childhood. She never had a teenage years or anything like a normal life. And she found her way day by day trying to find a way to escape from the life that she'd been dealt.
The book is House on a Swing. Victoria James is the author. It's published by Author House. And again, you can go to the website. For more information, it's houseonaswing.com. We hear so many tragic stories. Unfortunately, the media seems to be consumed with the ones that end up on a horrific note, depressing note, demoralizing note. How does this story end up, Victoria?
This is a happy ending because Victoria found the article, Lizzie, the story. She actually found a way to get escape from those people that had her captive. She found peace in her heart through prayer and finding a higher power to help her through these hard times. And then she got her way out. She finally met a guy, got married, has a happy life, and is living a great life, and decided to write the book so that she could travel the world and talk to people and speak at public speakings and help women children, anyone that was trapped in a situation they thought they couldn't get out of, and know that you can do it. You just have to have the strength of will, because she could be in a rubber room right now somewhere lost, but she held on as tight as she could and found a way out.
Yeah, you hear so many stories like this. You hear about the, you know, I think of Patty Hearst and the famous Stockholm effect, where the abuser attach on and believe in the abuser. And young people, and I hate to say many, too many women who are victims of these atrocities, and they just hang on and on and on. Do you have some advice about how they break out of this early, because they stay in because of addiction, promises, and mostly fear?
I think most of it is fear, and you can't live with your fears because it will just eat you up. You have to realize you're a daughter of the Most High God, and He would not want this life for you. And you have to think of yourself as better than this. And yes, all these terrible things did happen to me, and yes, I have a terrible path, but it wasn't a path that I personally chose. It was a path that my parents threw me into. And I decided, you know, some people make it because of their parents, and some people make it in spite of their parents. And that's what you have to think of. I've got to find a way out for a better life, because I'm worth it. And no matter what, you've got to build some self-esteem somewhere to get yourself up out of that situation and say, I am going to make it in spite of my situation.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's always easy to say, and I don't want to get away from the gist of the book. My own personal feeling is that judges, not so much law enforcement, but our judicial system tends to exonerate and excuse a lot of these people that are victimized. Did you have anything to say about that?
I do believe that there are things that we do to stand up together to help the people that are going through these things, because they're lost emotionally and they don't have self-worth, don't have self-esteem. And when they get involved in the court system, which, you know, Lizzie in our story did get involved in foster care, where a lot of bad things happened to her in foster care, but nothing was ever done about it. And we need to stand up as a community and say that enough is enough with these people abusing our children, because they're just children. They don't realize what's happening. I think about now Lizzie when she was younger and what happened to her, and if she could have been smarter, wiser, older, more mature, or had a normal upbringing with any kind of love or attention to her, she would have been a lot stronger person and could have got out of it sooner. But that's why I want to go around and travel the world and speak to people, women's shelters, victims, whatever I need to let them know there is a way out, and to find it in their hearts and in their souls to dig deep and find some strength of character to get out of that, no matter what the system has done to you, no matter what your parents have done to you or other people, you can rise above it.
Does a victim suffer eternal damage from this? You always hear about the effects of going through trauma and how people overcome it, either through religion, a strong support system, a strong will on their own part. But does it ever go away?
It never goes away. It's always with you, and it's always in there. But I learned many times before, you open up a filing cabinet in your mind, you drop it in that filing cabinet, and you lock it away. You're never going to forget, and it's always going to be with you, and there will always be some residual effect. You may not trust easily. You may be afraid easily, but you can't live with that fear, or you will never enjoy life. And so you have to lock that away and say, okay, I survived that. Now it's time to move on and try to have a happy life with what's left of my life. You took whatever, however many years of my life, and you're not going to take one day more, not one second more. I read Elizabeth Smart's book. And her mom, when she got home, she said, this man stole 9 months of your life. Don't let him steal one more day from you. And when I read that, I said, you are correct. That's the right thing to say, because someone may have stolen years off your life from all this tragedy. But, you know, you can survive and you can move on. And there are side effects that you have to deal with every day. And you just have to learn to be strong and be able to deal with it when it comes.
Well, what's difficult for a person who's never gone through this experience or don't know anyone who has gone through this experience is try to understand why people go from one abusive relationship to another if a person is in an abusive relationship and they leave, there seems to be this uncontrollable tendency to get back into another abusive relationship.
Because they're so afraid of being alone and not having someone to take care of them or to feed that fear that I'm no good, I'm worthless, I'm nothing, I deserve this because I'm nobody. But you've got to be able to get some self-worth and self-esteem, whether it's from God, a higher power, religion, whatever it is. Religion is what helped Lizzie survive, and that's what helps her to this day make it, is because she knows she's the daughter of the Most High God, and he did not put her here to have to live through that. But now she can go and help other women, other children that are suffering from these things. And people that have not been through this don't understand that once you feel like you're nothing, you feel like, what the heck, let him abuse me too, because I'm nobody, I'm nothing. But if they could get one little ounce of self-worth or self-esteem, whether it's from a social worker, a psychiatrist, a friend, a family member, a loved one, somebody that could just say, I believe in you, you're going to do this. That's what this is.
All right, I want to thank you very much for bringing the story to the airways, Victoria James, House on a Swing, Arthur House. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, this is Stu Taylor. We'll come back.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
For over 75 years, GEICO's been about consistency. As in, we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we're all about consistency. As in, we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call GEICO. Call us today, call us tomorrow. Call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, I'm Ken Blanchard, co-author of The 1 Minute Manager and all kinds of fun leadership and management books. I've been interviewed by Stu Taylor a number of times, and I always look forward to it. He's really well prepared. He asks good questions, and it's just a fun dialogue with him because he's a tremendous learner. So I would recommend to you, any time with Stu is worth it.
All right, our final segment of the day, Stu Taylor back. And let me just say that were there any surprises in South Carolina? Well, there weren't any surprises in the last 48 hours, but there were certainly surprises leading up to it. The only surprise was Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz in a virtual dead heat. But you see, the perception is Rubio beat out Cruz, even though it was by a tenth of a point, and you can only finish second so many times or third. If Trump marches on to the Super Tuesday, he might blow through this whole thing because he's going to win Nevada and the Republican establishment. And my message is whether you fought Trump or not fought Trump, you're going to have a choice. And let's assume that Trump is on his way to a victory. When he's not there yet. But he has said some incredibly sarcastic things, some incredibly pungent things. Doesn't affect him at all. It only increases him in the polls. Conclusion, people are so angry, so incredibly angry, that they're willing to tolerate it. You know what the answer is for me? Doesn't matter whether it's Rubio. I mean, it matters in the fact that Rubio is definitely not one of my top choices, but it doesn't matter whether it's Rubio, Cruz, Trump. It's not going to be Kasich. It's not going to be Ben Carson. Any of these options, so much better than Hillary Clinton. I mean, do I even need to explain it? More classified information revealed, more blow-offs, more cover-ups. She'll get all the superdelegates. Unless Hillary Clinton gets indicted, she's a lock on this, and it's really looking like a Trump-Hillary Clinton presidential race, which almost boggles the imagination. The hope is, or at least the hope for me, is that Hillary goes to prison for life. Yeah, you heard me. For all the things she's done, and she can't be tried on all of those. This is someone, I don't want to use any exaggeration by saying she could be more dangerous than Obama because I don't see how any more radical transformation of this country could occur than it has occurred under Obama. But Hillary Clinton, you might say, would drive the nail right into the coffin. So my message to Republican voters, if Trump's your guy, learn to love him. And you're going to have to learn to put up with this because the anger out there is beyond credibility. When you go to South Carolina, which is a Jeb Bush state, it's a Bush family state, and you go to South Carolina, which has a lot of evangelicals, and if they don't vote for Bush, they should vote for Cruz. And Trump wins so convincingly by keeping his message simple. I know I've never heard a complicated analysis of anything from Trump. And I'll tell you, I'm beginning to care less and less about it. I've heard enough of Washington gobbledygook. Unless something unforeseen happens, this is a road to success for Trump. My feeling is that the one surprised by this the most is none other than Trump himself. And we don't want to make the mistake, if that is, if you vote Republican, you don't want to make the mistake that was made, especially in the Romney campaign. Romney was not the perfect candidate, but he was one great businessman and one ethical guy, lots of character, who would have made this country a lot better. And for those of you who are suffering and vote for Obama, you can blame yourself. Voted for Obama for his second term. I don't know how to say this. I don't have any compassion for you at all. May have compassion for your family, your kids, people who didn't partake in the process. But my anger is so overwhelming against those who voted for Obama a second time. But now it comes down to brass tacks, folks. And I'm not coronating Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, yet. But I am saying that as this race goes on and Kasich doesn't drop out and Carson doesn't drop out, it all favors Donald Trump. Once they drop out, and they will have to drop out, it becomes a three-person race, which means that a lot of these votes that were going to Carson, and he certainly had a lot of them at one point, and a lot of these votes, and he's built up some momentum, but he can't even crack into anything significant, is John Kasich. These votes are going somewhere else. And my guess, it's just my guess, they're going to Marco Rubio, whose ideology is most comparable. It may not be to Ben Carson, but how does Ben Carson's votes translate to Ted Cruz when the two of them have had such a following out with Cruz's supposed awful tactics in announcing Carson out of the race when it wasn't true? And I can't evaluate that. I know Cruz has tried to make amends for it, but only an insane person running wouldn't try to make amends for it. So then you got all these delegates that are going to be available. Now that with Jeb Bush is out of the race, where are his delegates going? I suspect that the majority of those will go to Marco Rubio. Just as I think Kasich's vote would go to Marco Rubio, and I'm beginning to think that Carson's votes might go to Donald Trump. But if I were Trump, I would absolutely make it inconsequential to even refer to Kasich or Ben Carson anymore, and I don't think he will, and to level his continuing attacks against Hillary Clinton, which I think is the place where he'll draw the most sentiments. But I'm certainly not one of his campaign advisors. The strategy for Ted Cruz, he's been injured. He's been hurt. He's got a lot of money. He's in this for the long run. I don't know what he does to undo his image, and part of it is just a certain perception that we all have. We can't turn into somebody else. All right. I want to thank everyone for listening. This is Stu Taylor. We'll be right back.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.